you know, mitoch shelo lishma balishma versus the sam hamaves kol osik b'torah shelo lishma nasis lo sam hamaves. So how would you define lishma? So I should have read this Rashi yesterday. Of mishum kasher tzivani Hashem elokai v'lo kedei lahakros Rebbe. So they agree with the Rashi and Tosfos are in agreement here with what shelo lishma means, that you know, or can often mean, you know, that a person, you know, just is interested in self-aggrandizement. But lishma here is really interesting. Kasher tzivani Hashem elokai. Why to learn Torah? Because this is a mitzvah that Hashem commanded me to do. And then it would be really interesting, because it would be a contrast between the view of Rashi and Reb Chaim Valashiner, right? Because you might say that this is lishma by any other mitzvah for Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim say Torah lishma means really, you know, l'hagdil Torah l'hadira. Okay. Literally for the sake of Torah itself, to uncover the chidushei Torah. Okay, so let's go a little bit further. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Reb Zera Leisi Mar Lisni. So Amalei Chalash Libi. So Reb Zera says he wasn't feeling up to it. Velo Yachelna. So Leima Mar Milsa Deagadita. Doesn't have to be the fanciest shir in the world. Amalei Hachian Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Dechsev Ki Adam Eitzah Sada Vechi Adam Eitzah Sado. Alam Yishun Dechsev Ki Men Vesochal Vosolo Sichros. So Dechsev Vosos Hashchis Vecharasa Keitzad. In Tam Chacham Hagun Hu Mi Men Vesochal. V'oso lo sichros v'im lav, oso sashchis v'charasa. Okay, so that person, we could look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Talmud Hagun, Talmud Sheinu Hagun. So this is what we have here. The Bali Atosos asked the obvious question, you know, so what about Reb Meir and Acher? How was that, you know, acceptable? It wasn't Hagun by any stretch anymore. And they say maybe that was unique to Reb Meir. So that's an issue. So I'm Reb Chama, Reb Yochanina, Maidach Siv, Barzel, Barzel, Yachad, Lomar, Malach, Barzel, Zeh, Echad, Mechadid, Eschavei, Rav, Shnei, Talmidei, Chachami, Mechadid, and Zeh, Zeh, Behalach. I'm a Rabbi, Rechan, Allah, Menim, Shalu, Devri, Torah, Ka'esh, and Emre, Loh, Chol, Kedivari, Ka'esh, Nim, Hashem, Lomar, Chama, Eish, Eno, Dolek, Yechidi, Av, Devri, Torah, Yim, Is, Kaimen, Be, Yechidi, Venu, Dem, Reb Yosef, Reb Yochanina, Maidach Siv, Cherev, Hel, Abadim, Venu, Alu, Cherev, Al, Sonim, Shal, Talmidei, Chachami, strong language. Shoskin bad bebad v'torah velo chemitapshin shenemar v'nu alu velo olu nol shachotin d'ksiv hacha v'nu alu k'siv hasam asher nu alnu v'asher chatanu, that it was foolish of us, says Aaron to Moshe, right, that when we spoke against you v'ibay yisema mehacha nu alu sareit so'an v'hissu es mitzrayim. So a person should always be involved in some kind of chabura of Torah, which is part of what makes this so wonderful. So I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak L'Aminim Shalu. But I should note that again, the person doesn't have the opportunity. So if you look at Yosheva Lomid Shchinas Shuriya Imo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kovei Lo Schar, according to some Nuschos of those Mishnayos and Avos, it's actually more than that. Of that it's considered that he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rambam has a slightly different girsa, which is that Nesinas HaTorah is Bavuro Bilvad. So if a person has a choice, if they're by themselves, to learn Torah or not to learn Torah, they should obviously learn Torah. This isn't saying there's some kind of an Isser of Talmud Torah B'yachidus. The point here is that a person should seek out other people to learn with. That's obviously the point in the Gemara. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Lamim Shul Devei Torah Koeitz Shenemer Yitzchayim Hila Machazikim Ba Lo Melchama Yitzkatan Ma'adakes HaGadol Av Talmidei Chachamim Ketanim Echadim Nes HaGadolim. So they're able to, the Ram says, Marchivin Eslibo Mosifin Daito. Rashi here alludes to the same basic idea. Sheshoalin Kol Shah. It's through the Shelos that they present, the Rambam would say, Yotzeis Chachma Mefuara. So Rashi and the Rambam seem to be in agreement about the structure. Hand number v'chanina harbi lamati v'rabosai v'chavira yosem v'rabosai talmida yosem mikulam, in this particular sense. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami k'siv likras tzamei hasayu mayim k'siv hoikol tzamei lechula mayim. So the answer is in Talmud Hagun hu likras tzamei. Hatayumayim. So you should go to him. V'ilo, hoy kol tzameh l'chulamayim, let him come to you. And through that, you know, hopefully he'll demonstrate his seriousness. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami k'siv, yafutsu mayin rasecha chut. So the very next pasuk in Mishlei says, yihiyu l'cha levadecha. So should it go out or should it go... Okay, so, you know, in terms of whether to share, so depends if it's a Talmud Hagun, a person that's trustworthy. Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, lamanim shlu divrei Torah l'mayim, dechsiv hoi kol tzameh l'chul l'mayim, l'mecham amayim, manichan makom gavoa, l'ochan makom namoch, af divrei Torah miskam l'mi shadaito shvela. V'amar Rabbi Yishai, lamanim shlu divrei Torah l'shosha mashkin halalu, Mayim yain v'chalav, d'chsev hik hoi kol tzameh l'chul amayim, d'chsev l'chu shivru v'acholu l'chu shivru, b'lo chasef l'o mechir yain v'chalav, l'o mer l'cha ma'aslo shem ashkin halado, in miskaimen l'o bepachos shebekelem, you want an earthenware vessel, after v'y tari miskaimen v'shadayto shvela. K'da amr le brase, the case of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanan, your famous story, yichachma mefu'ara b'chli mechuar. So she was insulting his appearances. So how could it be that there's such chachma mefuar and such a klim mefuar? So Amar la avi chrami chamra b'mane depechra. So Amar la yela b'mane near me. So she says it's true that we keep our wine in earthenware casks, but what choice do we have? So Amar la atun dechashavisu rama b'mane dechav v'chaspa. Why don't you keep it in gold and silver? So Azla, so she went home and she said, Daddy, you know, why don't we do this? Amr la le'avua, ram yelechamra b'mani dehava v'chaspa. So v'takif, so it all went bad, obviously. So asu v'amru le'i, amr la le'brasei, so they told him what happened, you know, the Caesar, and he went to his daughter and said, who gave you this terrible idea? Man amr lach. So, hachi amr le'i, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So she says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya gave me the idea. So Karyu, they summoned him. That's pretty frightening. So Amrlei Amai, Amarta lo hachi. So Amrlei ki hechi da Amrli Amrila. He says, I didn't tell her anything. So I just repeated back to her what she said to me. She said, if there's a chachma mefuar, it should be in a chli mefuar, and not in a chli mechuar. So I just said the same thing to her. So the Gemara says, Vaika Shapiri de Gemiri, there are people that, you know, look different than Rabbi Yeshua, and they also are learning. So the Gemara says, "Yihavu sanu tvehavu gemiri." If they weren't as handsome, they would learn better. So Rashi says, "Shiav shalano alahashvil daito uvali de shechacha." Right. The problem is that maybe they could be doing better. Davar acher mashlosha mashkin halalu einu salon ela behese chadas. That when it comes to Mayim, Yayin, V'chalav, so there's an issue of Hesei Chadas. Rashi explains, because there's greater viscosity, so you could always take out something that gets in, because it doesn't sink to the bottom, but Yayin, Chalav, and Mayim, those are not viscous at all. So if something gets in there, it'll destroy the entire volume of the liquid. So after v'itorin mishtakchen ala behesei chadas, a person is not, Rashi says, chozer on his limud all the time. So unfortunately, it just slips through the fingers. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, gadol yom agisham ki yom shenivru bo shamayim va'aretz shenemar. So this is what the pasuk says. I'll read it inside because I don't know the nikud as well. This pasuk, it's a pasuk from Yeshayo. Harifu shamayim imalu shchakim yizlu tzedek. Tiftach eretz v'yifru yasha, u'tzedaka tatzmiach yachad, ani Hashem, bira'ativ. So bira'asim lo ne'amar, which would have connoted shamayim v'aretz, ela bira'ativ. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachad shmo on the matar. Amar v'oshaya gadol yom agisham mishafilu yeshua paravar bo shenemar. This is a reference back to that pasuk. Right, tiftach eretz v'yifru yasha. Amar v'ritanchum barchani lai, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha, Shavta Shavis Yaakov." So again, that notion of a ritzoi v'nir tzalo l'chaper alav, that's very clear. Nasasa avon amecha kisisa kol chatasam sela. So Amar leZiri midihavdal deRavina. So you're darshening in from this pasuk. Atun mehacham asnisu la'anan mehacham asnisan la'aviatat tishma ashamayim. Vesalachta lechatas. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Beid Rabbi Chia Yishkarako in a Gesharim Netzarin. Elim Kenis Chayvus Onen Shal Yisrael Kliya. It's a bad sign. Shenemar. As the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Eov, Tzia Gamachom Yigzulu Meme Shaleg Shaol Chato. Amar Lezir Midihavta the Ravin Asa Mehacham Asdisin La Anon Mehacham Asdin La. We don't need a Pasuk in Eov. Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Etzaras Hashamayim Avatim Mehera. Amar Rav Chista in a Gesharim Netzan La Bishvil Bittel Trumos Umaisr. Shenemar Tzia Gamachom Yigzulu Meme Shaleg. My mashma tanda ve Rabbi Shmuel bishul dvarim shetzivisi as chamimos achama the trumos of maestros of eloh asisem yigzalu mikem meme shalag mimos agishamim. So it's not going to rain. It goes around, comes around. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi ein agishamim netzarim lo bishul mesaper lashon hara shenemar. This is a pasuk in Mishlei ruach tzafon techolel geshem upanim nizamim. This is an important part. Lashon Saser. So Lashon Saser, so that is the that is the cause, that is the proximate cause. Amr of Salah Amr of Hamnun and Gisham Natsanal Bishwil Asefanim, the brazen people. Shene Amar, as the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yirmiya Vayumanu Rivim Malkosh Lohaya Umeitzach Isha Zona Hayalach Me'ant Hikaleim. Me'ant Hikaleim is a critical part of this Pasuk, is that you showed no shame whatsoever. So Amar of Salam Rav Hamnuna called him Sheish Lo Azus Panim Sof Nichshal Be'Avera. A brazen person is going to be Nichshal. Nemar Meitzach Isha Zona Hayalach. Rav Nachman Amar Biyadua She Nichshal. They develop Azus Panim, right? Not, you know, that does not precede the sin, but Azus Panim is sort of one, it's like the Avera Goreras Avera, that's the product, that's the symptom of sin, is a person becomes brazen, right? Kevin de Dash Beketera Damula. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. So Nachanam Rabbi Yadu Shanikshab Avera Shanemar Hayalach, Ulo Nemar Yialach. Am Bababar Avhuna called him Sheshawazas Panim Mutalikrosa Rasha. And again, Rashi says here, it's not the Torah standard of a Rasha. Normally a Rasha requires a Lav Sheish Bomaisa, Vayayim Bin Hakos HaRasha. Shenemar, now the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is a Pasuk in Mishlei, He'ez Ish Rasha Bifanov V'yashar Hu Yavin Darko. So, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Mutar L'snosa, even though it says, Ahat L'Reicha Kamocha, Shenemar, and this is an exception, Mika Chacham Yodeh Pesher Davar Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav V'oz Panav Yeshuneh. So obviously, reading the pasuk a little bit differently, those panav yishuna al tikri yishuna ella yisna. You should hate such a person. It was azos panim. Amar of kitina negisham netzarna lo bishul bittel torah. Never about zoltaimi macha mekarev bishul atzur shayiv yisos laska b'tera nasa shul sono shul kadosh baruch hu mach. As a gemara megill as well as to how Haman could have risen to power. Vein macha lo ani shenemar v'imachu meirkecha vein mekarev lo kadosh baruch hu shenemar mekarev b'mayim al yosav. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha Ve'atalu Rau Or Bahir Hu Beshchakim Ve'ruach Harau Tetareim Ve'nor Alo Torah Shenemar Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or Bahir Hu Beshchakim Tanavir Bishmal Afilu Beshah Sherakia Nase Behorin Behorin. Even though when there are clouds that have gathered Lahori Talamata Ruach Avro Tetareim, Hashem will send the wind so that it shouldn't rain. Amar Rabami Negisham Netzal Be'avon Gezel. So we had Lashon Hara, we had Bitten Torah, we had Gezel Shenemar. This is a pasuk. Now in Eov again, Al Kapayim Kisa Or Vayitzav Aleha Bim Mafgia. Kapayim Kisa Or Ba'avon Kapayim, which you do with your hands, that's Gezel Kisa Or. Vein Kapayim El Chamash, and Amar Min Chamash Asher Bechapayim. Vein Or Lamatar, Shenemar Yafitzanan Or, Maitakante, Yarbe Bitzvila, Shenemar Vayitzav Aleha Bim Mafgia. Vein Pegia Lashan Tvila, Shenemar Vayatal Tispalo Baramazah, Vayal Tiv Gabi. So I just wanted to point out that this is consistent with something we've said many times in Brachos, that Pegiah isn't just a standard Lashon Tfila, but it's really Tfila Be'ez Tzara, right? Just like Yaakov, Vayifka B'Makom, he was Boreach from Esav, and we know that's an Ez Tzara, because that was a time when Yaakov took a neder. You're normally not supposed to take a neder, but Tosu says Ez Tzara Shiny. So Yaakov was running for his life. So in Pegiah, Lashon Tfila. Amar Rav Ami, Mai Dechsev, this is a pasuk, in Koheles, Imke Heha Barzel, V'hulo funim kilkal v'chayalim yigaber v'yisron hachsher chachma. So what does that pasuk mean? Imra'isa rakia shekia kebarzel. If the skies are not giving any rains, they're like steel, right? Shavayu shamecha kebarzel. Like it says in the Torah, chamilahori talumater bishul ma'isa dor shehin mikul kalim shenamar v'hulo funim kilkil matakano asan yizgabru berachamim. Right. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayalim yigaber v'yisron hachsher chokma. Kol shekein emochshur ma'asein meikara. Right, that it would have been better had their ma'asim been appropriate beforehand, but if it's not, so then tefila is the answer. So Rishakish Amar Yerisa Talmid shelimudo kashalav kebarzel. He's struggling. Bishul misnaso shena sedura love. Right, because the fundamentals aren't there. He had built a 30-story skyscraper, but the fundamentals, the foundation of the building is not solid. That's a problem. Shenemar v'hulo fanim kilkel, maita kante yarbe b'yeshiva. Shenemar v'chayalim, these chayalim that are referred to by Kohelet, zigaber v'yesron hachsher chachma. That will strain things out. V'kol shekeni mishnaso sedura lo meikara, it would have been better. So boy, would he prepare for his chavrus Rabbi Yochanan. Very nice integration between Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Shebichtav. Rava Amar, Marisa Talmud, Shalimudo Kashalav Kevarzel, Bishul Rabo, Shenamazr Lopanim, is having a sichsuch with the Rebbe. Shenemar v'hu lo fanim. Again, the Rebbe is not enamored of the Talmud. So v'hu lo fanim kilkel leads to the kilkel. Ma'ita kante yarba lavreim. Shenemar v'chayalim yigaber v'yisran hachshir chachma. Kol shkin v'chshir ma'isa b'fnei rabo meikara. In other words, the Rebbe is not just holding, playing favorites, but the Rebbe is, disappointed with the Talmud for one reason or the other. So that's the issue. That's the issue here in the Gemara. So again, just to summarize and distill some of the important highlights is that, generally speaking, there is an emphasis on the Talmud Hagon, right? In terms of, Tocho Kivaro. We want to make sure people aren't just involved in intellectual stimulation, but they have some aspect of Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, obviously. We can't expect everybody to be there, especially by a certain age. But that's a value here. And then the value of Mechadidin Zetzeh Behalacha, whether it's Rabosav, whether it's Chaveirav, whether it's Talmidav, all of those are obviously very important pieces. And we talked again about Gadol Yom HaGishamim, the significance, Bria Shamayim V'aretz, and many different formulations, and why Gishamim possibly wouldn't come, whether it's Lashon Hara or Gazel or Bittul Torah, a lot of different factors which are at play. And then finally, as the Gemara concludes on Daf Ches, that it's really important for the Talmidei Chachamim to have a solid foundation, that the Mishnasam should be Sidurim Bifiem, that you want to be, first have all of the fundamentals and not be approaching, a sugya. It gets very, very complicated, and you're trying to figure out machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba, but you don't have the Gemara down 100%, so that will inevitably come back to bite a person in a sugya. So you have to really, like everything in life, have a fundamental approach. That's why I like this beautiful tradition that was quoted on Chas Amud Aleph, that, we had, Reish Lakish going over things 40 times. Another example is to review 24 times Keneged Sifrei Tanakh. So they review his Mishnayos 24 times Keneged Sifrei Tanakh. So the way that I understand that is basically alluding to the fact that the Mishnayos are built off the foundation of Tanakh, right? I needed to use the Cadillac Gemara here, not my regular Gemara, because we were all over Eov today and Kohelas, so unfortunately, not every one of the psukim is shigur. If you want to read it inside with the proper, so they give you the fancier gemaras. Now they give you all the psukim on the side. Everybody can look like a bucky and say for Eov. So it saves us from embarrassing mistakes in diktuk. But the point was that to be misader his Mishnayos 24 times, Kneged Tanakh, that Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah, Ben Chamesh Yisrael Letalmud, is that you have to be a fundamentally oriented kind of a person. That's the most important thing. You should have a fundamental approach and make sure that you have all of your skills in order, and then you can really take off and fly. So one of the ways that the Gemara says that a person can do that, v'cherev el habadim v'no'alo, v'asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu, is not to be over-reliant on yourself. You know, chaverecha hu yitambucha b'yadecha, that the friend will help support the learning. And I think that is of a piece with a hoy called Tzamei Lechul Amayim. The Torah goes b'madron to the makom namuch v'shafel, not to the makom gavawa. So a person who thinks that they're going to be able to, learn everything just as well by themselves, so that's also a foolishness. It's a foolishness, it's also kind of a gaiva. People find appropriate chavrusas. But again, like I said, if a person is alone, they shouldn't think that there's an Isser Talmud Torah. That's not what it means to say. You always have a chavrusa on a certain level. Because a person should always try, if possible, to have a chavrusa. It doesn't mean that every one of your siddharim you have to learn b'chavrusa. If you find, obviously, b'iyun, you should. But if a person finds that he has an hour and he wants to learn a particular sefer that's meaningful to him, and that's okay too. But the Gemara was taking a stand on, people who fundamentally think that they're going to go at it alone, That's a hubris, and it's not a recipe for success in Talmud Torah. So I'll just mention, because one of the Ramim from one of the more popular yeshivot hezder that we send to quite a bit, really, mentioned to me this year. So I made a mental note of it. This is the first time now I'm mentioning it. So that sometimes he finds that maybe people are like a little bit too demanding. So they want to, this was not a phenomenon in